You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 915, the first of the new year for 2018. And we'll start with music from Charles Ives, something I was intending for last month, but just missed it. December, from the CD The Light That Is Felt on New World Records. Soprano by Susan Naruki and piano by Donald Behrman. This piece takes its text from Dante Gabriel Rossetti, a 19th century poet from Venice, music based on Folgari di San Gimignano and his older poem, Decembre. This was composed by Charles Ives in 1920, released on New World Records. We'll hear after Charles Ives, Abad Azri, selections from Venezia, Sharish Kord, selections from his opera Rasa, and John Oliver, the Vancouver-based composer, and his music theater piece about Flight 182, the disaster that happened in June of 1985, Flight 182 Meditations, which will end the set. First, this is Charles Ives and December.
Last for December, houses on the plain, ground floors to live on, lawns heaped mountain high, carpets stretched, and new escapes to try, torches lit, and give from man to man.
Vulgar amante, Massa di passo che quasi mi schizza. Signora Gronda, questa che massa. Massa di passo che quasi mi schizza.
Via dei sostegni, Cese e Palazzi.
Dei sostegni, le cese e palazzi,
via delle taglie e sulle tempizi,
via delle taglie e sulle tempizi,
via delle onde che le ne fa grassi.
Via delle onde che le ne fa grassi,
che le ne fa grassi,
che le ne fa grassi,
e ingrassa di ogni grassia,
e ogni grassia,
e ingrassa di ogni grassia,
via Venezia, via Venezia. Ave Nasia,
Ave Nusia, Ave Nusia,
Ave Nusia, Ave Nusia,
Ave Nasia, Ave Nasia.
Ave Nisia, a Frutania, Like this, the farmers say that you can practically hear the corn and beans ripping their way through the ground. This night, I feel torn open like the hot, dry soil, parched. There are no harmless, compassionate ways to remake oneself. We murder who we were so we can rebirth ourselves in the images of dreams.
Oh. Children of Air India. Exhibit, June 23rd, 1985. Detonation. In the airplane, a hole blows open, left aft fuselage, the drop 31,000 feet into the Atlantic. Exhibit, the sensor that is time inserts this sutra, also raga and unauthorized. A tabla, strings of a sitar, body encodes fable, June 23rd, 1985. Insistence. If she were breath, fire. If she were mineral, copper. If she were jewel, ruby. Once upon time, this dancing girl ends in water. Where? In soul's mother, the ocean. Once upon time, this girl dances, June 23rd, 1985, taking and taken, this girl, name redacted, from this family, name redacted. Officers of the court, record a lineage old as iron. On the plains of the Punjab, in the footsteps of the Himalayas, a burrowing wind, there is no locale. There is just the aftertime, always and. Name redacted, who is soul and dancing girl, bifurcated and become sister, and their breath, now Chinook. Ah, spring, in winter. If there is a city, it is name redacted. Oh, officialdom. List the names. The girls dance. Find them in the time that is always. June 23rd, 1985. This is a morning song for all the children of Air India, Flight 182, airplane of the Emperor Kanishka. Ghost Sutra.
Another sentencing hearing begins in Vancouver on Wednesday.
To me, my countryman, of what you did and never will do, from the island town of Duncan, province where we live, there are the songs of Canada, India, of what we are, what we've become. Sing to me, children, of what you were and now, restless and traveling. My countryman, minutes and hours jailed with you. Aunt, uncle, sing of what you were and will be 1985 and after. Water, wind, child and limb, bomb and island. Air India, rock, where cuts the rain. No ocean like time, no ocean like time.
You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 915, hour number one. For more details on the music that you're hearing on this episode of Martian Gardens, do check out the Martian Gardens blog, which is martiangardens.blog. Once again, one word, martiangardens.blog, for complete details and other information. We started with Charles Ives, December, from the CD The Light That Is Felt on New World Records, released in 2008. Soprano Susan Naruki, piano Donald Berman. And in that piece, the text was from Dante Gabriel Rossetti, based on an earlier poem by Folgore de San Gimignano called Dicembre. And that was composed in 1920 by young Charles Ives. Then from the Venetian, then from Abed Azri, we heard selections from Venezia, Chante en Venetian. We heard three selections from this piece with settings to the poetry of Andrea Zanzato from a piece of a book published in 1997 of his poetry called Peasant's Wake for Fellini's Casanova and Other Poems. We heard Anna Diami, we heard Signora Grande, and Varda Persona. Varda Perona. And that was from Le Imprint Digital, released in 2000. We then followed Abed Azri with Sharish Kord and selections from his opera Rasa, which is based on the nine rasas in Indian aesthetic series theory. We heard two selections, We Murder Ourselves and The Day Is No More. That comes from Rasa on Numa Records, released in 1994. Soprano by Maria Tegsis, and the libretto was by Lynn Kramer and Lynn Kramer Babcock and Sharish Kord. Sharish Kord was the founder of Numa Records and a professor at Holy Cross in Worcester. Following Sharish Kord, selections from Rasa, we heard John Oliver, Flight 182 Meditations. John Oliver, the composer from Vancouver, not the comedian. John Oliver, Flight 182 Meditations. We heard Exhibit, June 23rd, 1985. Detonations from the archives. Then Exhibit, The Censor That Is Time Inserts This Sutra, and then Ghost Sutra. That comes from Flight 182 Meditations on the Earsay label from 2015, voice and text by the poet René Sorogini Saklikar, who was a survivor of Flight 182. Well, not a survivor, her parents, I think, were, or she had family that died on that flight. There were no survivors of that disaster in June 85. I kind of remember Flight 182, Air India, crashing into the Atlantic Ocean. One of the worst air disasters in history. And again, that was John Oliver, Flight 182 Meditations, with René Sarogini Saklikar, also of Vancouver. Once again, this is episode 915 of Martian Gardens. See the Martian Gardens blog to clarify any of the information that you're hearing with the links and details. MartianGardens.blog. We'll hear next Julia Wolf from the Bang on a Can All-Stars, from her CD Steel Hammers on Cantaloupe Music, released in 2014. And this features members of the Bang on a Can All-Stars performing on this selection called Some Say. And like all the pieces on Steel Hammers, the text was adapted by Julia Wolf from the John Henry ballad, John Henry's Hammer, which is a familiar folk song. Cello by Ashley Bathgate and percussion by David Cawson are most prevalent among the Bang in a Can All-Stars contributions here. They all play sand sticks. The vocals are by the trio Medieval. And this was recorded at Dolan Recording Studios in New York City, November 2011. Julia Wolf, Some Say, and we'll follow this with Depeche Mode and a piece called FPMIP, and an unlikely segue with Depeche Mode and Elliot Carter. We'll hear Elliot Carter's Saita, music from his 8 pieces for 4 timpani. First, this is Julia Wolf with Bang on a Can All-Stars, Some Say, from Steel Hammers on Cantaloupe Music.
Some say he's from Some say he Some say he's from Some say he Some say he's from Some say Some say he Say he Some say he Say he He He
Some say he's wrong.
Some say he's from, some say he, some say he, say he. Some say he's from, some say he, some say he's from, some say he, some say he, say, some say. Say he, some say he, some.
Elliot Carter from Eight Pieces for Four Timpani. That was called Saita. We started with Julia Wolf, Some Say, from Steel Hammers, a piece of music created by Julia Wolf, employing the text from John Henry, the ballad of John Henry's Hammer. Steel Hammers on Cantaloupe Music, that was called Some Say. Members of the Bang on a Can All-Stars performing with the trio Medieval. That was recorded at the Dolan Music Recording Studios of NYU, November and February 2011-2012. A 2009 composition by Julia Wolf. Then a synth-pop instrumental called FPMIP by Depeche Mode. One of many versions of that instrumental on several releases of the hit single Strange Love. This one came from a Strange Love CD maxi single released in 1992 on Sire Records. However, it was originally released in 1987 around the creative peak of the group Depeche Mode. We ended with Elliot Carter, Saita from Eight Pieces for Four Timpani, performed by Daniel Druckmann. That comes from The Music of Elliot Carter, Volume 4 on Bridge Records. And you can always visit the Martian Gardens blog for complete playlists and other information. This is Martian Gardens, episode 915, and the Martian Gardens blog is martiangardens.blog. We'll end with music from Salvatore Chirino, music performed by Sarah Maria Sun and Jan-Philippe Schultz. We'll hear Due Melody, two melodies, from Modern Lead, a CD on Mode Records of various composers as performed by the soprano Sarah Maria Sun and Jan-Philippe Schultz accompanying on piano. This was a piece by Salvatore Chirino, composed in 1978, including the text by Giambattista Marino. And you can find out, again, more about that on the Martian Gardens blog, martiangardens.blog. Here is Sarah Maria Sun and Jan-Philippe Schultz performing Due Melody, two melodies, music on Mode Records by Salvatore Chirino. You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 915.